Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 13th, 2020. The vaccine is already there in every heart. The main thing in the fight against coronavirus is to understand the disease itself. Until we understand what state we're in, we will not be able to move forward to the next stage toward healing. After all, nature is not going to give us a miracle cure that will allow us to end the virus and forget about it. Nature's purpose is not to guide us through the disease and cure us. Nature wants the suffering from the virus to compel us to reveal the human factor in it, that is, our disconnection and unkind relations with each other. And then we will correct the attitude of one to another, in order to start worrying about what other people think and feel. We will understand what is in their hearts. If we do not establish such a relationship, we will continue to suffer from the coronavirus or other viruses that are behind it in a long line. The epidemic will not end because we are in a new era and are obliged to correct the people's attitude toward others. Every bad state is the result of our hatred for each other. The very realization of this already serves as the beginning of the treatment. If humanity hears this message, this is already half of the cure. We don't need all these vaccines. Every country is now trying to be the first to release a vaccine against the coronavirus, not in order to cure humanity, but to make money on it. This is exactly the opposite action. Every country wants to sell a vaccine. It is not proud of the fact that it can save all of humanity. It does not offer everyone, "Take our vaccine and be treated." No, it says, "Buy this." That is, here we are acting exactly opposite of how this blow directs us. And so the vaccine will not bring any improvement. But we already have a cure for the coronavirus, we have a vaccine. And it is very simple, a kind attitude toward each other neutralizes all viruses. Did you want a vaccine? You have it. Everyone has a cure for the virus in their hearts. Use it. Nothing is needed other than this. This antivirus in the heart is love, unity, closeness of the heart. It is the most reliable medicine that destroys all viruses. Let's run clinical trials like trial vaccines are being tested now. We will organize a group in which people really start to get closer to each other, and make sure that they are not affected by the coronavirus. And in this, a woman with her mother's heart has a special role. If women really wanted to get rid of the coronavirus, and realized that this was possible due to their joint efforts, they would do it. Otherwise, the epidemic will grow, because the summer is over and children are returning to school. And then the time will come for holidays, festive gatherings and prayers. If we leave everything as it is, there will be no end to the blows. Nature will not yield. We are in a new era called the last generation, and we must come to love our neighbor as ourselves. Only this can be a cure for all diseases that are now awaiting humanity, in all forms. We don't even know where to expect blows from, but they will come. We hope that women all over the world will hear us, and understand that in the heart of every person, and especially women, there is a power that can save everyone. It seems that the relationship between people has no connection with the virus, with chemistry and biology, but in fact it does. Our relationship has the highest, hidden power, and therefore, only by correcting them, can we cope with viruses. Otherwise, we will all suffer, and above all, women. Understanding that the virus appears as a result of an egoistic connection between us, and good relations destroy the virus and serve as a medicine, this very knowledge will already begin to heal us. Good relationships are the source of all good, and the lack of such connection is the source of all evil, and the coronavirus is meant to prove it to us. A woman as a mother should direct the whole family to treat others kindly. Do you remember how our mother instructed us? Sending us to school or walking in the yard, be a good child, do not fight, and then they will not hurt you either. Cross the street only along the proper passage. Take care of others, help them, and then they will help you too. This is called being a good kid. So let's all be good kids. And women, mothers, must tell us this. After all, we do not lose anything by it. Why do we teach children to behave well on the street and are confident that it will do them good? Because we know that kindness evokes kindness in return. And it's the same here, let's become kinder to each other and see how it helps. And if it suddenly does not destroy the coronavirus, then what do we lose by limiting our selfishness a little, which brings us so many troubles? It is worth trying the medicine that is already within us. It already exists, we don't need to invent anything. And I am sure that if we use this medicine that is in our heart, we will defeat all viruses. From CAB TV's Women in the New World, August 30th, 2020. If we just want to live. The world has already gone through all the preparatory stages, the ultra-right regimes and the ultra-left, and came to complete confusion and misunderstanding. Nobody knows what to do next, and here the direct path is revealed. During the history of mankind, on the path of evolution, we were figuring out where to go, to the left or to the right. But in the end, we see that nothing remains, we are at a dead end in terms of all areas: ecology, human society, education, our whole life. We tried all the methods and made sure that there is not a single method or program left with which to go forward. There is nothing that would attract from the front or push from behind. It is not clear what to do. Here the method of the science of the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed, explaining to us that we are in the so-called last generation precisely because we have already experienced all the paths. We tried to use our egoism on both the right and the left sides, everything in an egoistic form. We are immersed in our egoism, and we can either receive in it or give. But both of these actions, produced within egoism, lead to destruction, in the case of receiving, as in Nazi Germany, and with giving, as in communist Russia. We have already completely exhausted these egoistic forms, both right and left. There is nothing else that remains. Now we only need to rise up to the second floor, to the what is called faith above knowledge, to the power of bestowal, instead of the power of receiving. We have already squeezed out this power of reception to the last, trying to find ways of development. There is no way to develop further in egoism. There is nothing more to do on this egoistic plane. All attempts will lead us to new destruction. Even if we do nothing, we have already done so much bad for our planet that we will inevitably continue to slide lower and lower, even without adding anything to the damage. There are several decades left and life on this earth will be finished. Human egoism can be corrected only by the method of Kabbalah, with the help of the power received from above, which raises us above our egoism. This is how we build the right connection between people. In Germany they wanted to do it their own way, in Russia in their own way, some on the right side, others on the left. Both attempts resulted in destruction. Now the question is, what to do? To rise to the spiritual level, above egoism, and start working for the sake of bestowal, only this way remains for humanity. To rise to the spiritual level means to do everything for the good of the people. We can no longer use our egoism. All people must understand, feel, and draw conclusions from their lives that the use of egoism destroys us, at the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels in the field of ecology, and at the human level in the sphere of society. There is no other way out. If we simply want to live, then we can no longer swing either to the left or to the right, but must rise above our nature. From the 3D part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 28, 2020, Benny Baruch as a state of transition. The Germans of the Laws of Moses, Part 8. Don't rely on history. Comment: disunity in Israel is stronger today than it was 100 years ago. I see that no one learns anything from history. My response: don't rely on history. We just need to explain everything in our generation. I hope that our generation will start listening to us, after all. I have to execute this. There's no problem with that. Looking at history, I doubt that I will be disappointed or that all my work will be for nothing. Nothing is wasted. We must still fulfill our purpose. If you can save at least one person, not to mention the masses or the whole of humanity, which is looking for direction, but does not know where to find it, and you can somehow show them the way, then you must act so that the general advancement is aimed at a higher goal, toward a more gentle common movement of peoples. From CapTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, August 12, 2019. Freedom within the boundaries of non-freedom. Question: the very life of a person is a boundary for his eye. It has natural limitations, that is, the circumstances in which we find ourselves, for example, the pandemic that gripped the world today or the beginning of the financial crisis. Also, there are obligations that we as human society pose for ourselves. Kindergarten, school, army, sports, work, family, all these impose certain limits on us. A person is constantly in some kind of life limitations. Where does the root of a person's lack of freedom come from? Answer: how can he be free? How do you imagine a person, and in general, anyone in nature who is free, if nature is an association of forces and laws that work only together based on one single goal from one point? There is nothing free in nature, starting from the universe to everything existing on Earth. What does freedom mean? To do what I want? What do I want? Who defines this? In general, the concept of freedom is very relative. Let's say I want to achieve freedom. It means that I think about how to do that. I always exist within some boundaries, circumstances, changes that affect me. Of course, in this, I am not free. If I agree with what affects me and absolutely justify these influences and my reaction to them, then I will not feel their limitations, their pressure on me, and I will feel free. Remark: it is an interesting approach. It turns out that some circumstances are constantly pressuring me. My comment: billions of various factors. But I agree with them and happily join in their actions, not resisting at all, but on the contrary, each time gladly accepting their influence on me, and therefore I do not feel any resistance on my part. This is called freedom. Meanwhile, I do not feel any pressure. I am free. But only on the condition that I understand what is happening to me, comprehend, feel, perceive, and absolutely agree with it. From CapTV's Management Skills, July 2, 2020. Criticism in the family. Question: do you think it is correct to criticize your partner for any actions and shortcomings? Or should we try to treat them as if from the outside, as a doctor treats a patient? Answer: not as a doctor treats a patient, but gently and lovingly show that you expect something a bit different from him. Then it will affect both you and him. Question: do you think it is necessary to criticize? Answer: criticism is when I express dissatisfaction, disregard, and suppress my partner by this. And when I show him that I want to get something different from him to demonstrate our mutual relationship, then it is not criticism. Question: is it worth using such a practice when you can speak frankly with your partner without leaving any secrets? Or is it better to build boundaries, mark them, and not cross them? Answer: I believe that there should be no boundaries. As a result of the correct interaction between partners, there should be absolutely no secrets, because spouses transform into one whole. From CapTV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 21, 2020. Development of Hasidism. Question: in the early 30s of the 18th century, a new movement appeared, Hasidism. What was it? Answer: in the 16th century, since the appearance in Seift of the school of the great Kabbalist of the Middle Ages, Ari, the spiritual ascent of the Jews began in the land of Israel, as well as in all the countries of the diaspora, since the ties between the Jews were quite close. No one doubted that the Ari was a special person. He called the people to unification, spiritual ascent, the development of Kabbalah, the revelation of the Creator, and the fulfillment by the Jews of their spiritual destiny. As a result, groups of Jews appeared in many countries of the world who followed his idea. This is what led to the emergence of Hasidism. The Ari's direct follower was the Baal Shem Tov, who lived in Eastern Europe in the 18th century. He preached the teachings of the Ari in a practical way, how Jews in connection with each other can reveal the Creator. This idea was warmly received by Jews who lived in the southern part of Eastern Europe in lands belonging to Lithuania, Poland, Russia, and the present territory of Belarus. The Jews who inhabited the northern lands, including Germany and the countries of the present Baltic states, belonged to the opponents of the Baal Shem Tov. They did not agree that it was necessary to raise the spiritual part of the people. Their opposition reached the point that they even reported on each other to the Tsarist authorities. This is how great problems arose that still exist among the believing masses. In addition, you need to understand that the resettlement of Jews in Europe, Asia, Russia, and in the world, in general, took place under the influence of higher forces, like the entire movement of man in this world. Therefore, those whose souls were more predisposed to spiritual development settled in Poland, southern Belarus, Ukraine, and southern Russia. Opponents of spiritual development, who set as their goal only dry fulfillment of the laws of the Torah, settled in the Baltic states and northern Russia. From CapTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel December 9, 2019,